Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Ugh, fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
Golden Arrow Resources, a junior mining powerhouse with strong management, cash rich, and high quality properties with precious metals, gold, silver, and recently added copper for its demand and price rise. Golden Arrow has a proven 5-step development strategy, previously responsible for 3 major discoveries with 2 in production. Golden Arrow Resources, U.S. trading symbol GARWF, and in Canada, GRG. Web address, goldenarrowresources.com.
The proceeding may contain forward-looking statements which may not be realized.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor, the New World Report with Joseph Umar, the executive director of Secure Free Society. And within these last weeks, Joseph traveled to Colombia for some time, visiting in Bogota and Medellin, and then to the Colombia-Venezuela border, where with the guidance of the military and the government, he traveled along a gigantic river. Joseph, the video is compelling in the scale of this. You and I have talked with Senator Cabal for more than a year about the troubles along the border, the flight from Caracas and Venezuela by migrants who were seeking anything to survive because Venezuela is a failed state. There's also a border war underway, asymmetrical warfare units. I could go on, but that is a gigantic river. There's no easy way to patrol such a thing. And you were in a town where you said there were routine attacks. Is that correct?
Yeah, John, this is the Arauca River, which is on the border of Venezuela and Colombia. It's the river that separates the two countries. And it's become, the way I describe it, John, it's become the epicenter of great power competition in the Western Hemisphere. I mean, it's not just a river that you're seeing contraband and drug smuggling and illegal migration. You see all of that for sure. But you're also seeing narco-terrorism, some very brutal actions by the ELN and the revolutionary forces of the FARC, the dissidents of the FARC, where they'll kidnap a Colombian, and sometimes it's a Colombian police officer or military official. They'll kidnap them on the Colombian side, take them over to the Venezuelan side, which is a 5-minute trip across the border, across the river, kill them in Venezuela, then go back to Colombia and dump their body. So they don't have to deal with the burials. So this has all that element. But on top of that, it has a Russian electronic warfare, Chinese combat planes and telecommunications, Hezbollah and Iran counterintelligence networks, Cuba counterintelligence networks. So that's why I say it's the epicenter of great power competition in the Western Hemisphere. It's as bad as borders can get.
The Colombian military is well equipped, but it looks outgunned. Is it, Joseph? What is their opinion of their mission?
So this was interesting. The town that I went to, Arauca, which is the capital of the province, Arauca, which is the hottest zone inside the between the Colombia-Venezuela border. When I got to that town, what stood out to me was it wasn't the criminals and the terrorists that were running around in fear. It was the military and the police. In fact, they wouldn't even let us get out of the security vehicles before we got to the military base in the car, not even to pick up a bite to eat or a glass of water. They took us straight from the airport to the military base. We did our activities, had our meetings, and then took us back to the airport in a security convoy of police vehicles, armored vehicles. And this is to say that the police and the military, they're there, they're patrolling the region, but they're definitely not controlling it. It's controlled by the narco-terrorists, so it's a very dangerous part of Colombia. And unfortunately, it's becoming more common in other border areas as well. And this is why we call this video Border Wars. It's a video series that we're hopefully going to be able to release publicly soon. And we're calling it Border Wars because we believe that border conflicts are the wave of conflicts in the 21st century, not just in Colombia, Venezuela, all throughout the Western Hemisphere and arguably all throughout the world.
And your measure, Joseph, right now, I always ask you for the barometer in Washington. Is the State Department, is the Biden administration, are they apprised of the what I see on that video, the threat to Colombia's democracy?
No, I believe Washington knows about this. As a matter of fact, the defense minister, Diego Molano, he was here in Washington not too long ago. They went to visit with policymakers. They also visited, went to New York to visit the police department there, and then went to Florida for the change of command of Southern Command, Southcom. But the thing is, they don't really necessarily know what to do. I think one of the problems that we have is we kind of always compartmentalize the different threats and challenges. We look at drug trafficking like one challenge. We look at terrorism like another challenge. We look at the external actors, Russia, China, and Iran, like a separate challenge. And we don't necessarily wrestle around the fact that all that's converging. For the day-to-day Colombian that's on the border, they don't look at that like different threats. That all that combined is creating the conditions to where that border is being overrun by these actors. And I think that we have to look at this as a great power competition, and that means we need to have a grand strategy for Latin America. That's what I'm not seeing. It's been due time that in Washington, D.C., we create a grand strategy for the Western Hemisphere that incorporates all these different challenges, but also understands in a very profound way what connects us to Latin America more so than the region connects to other powers like Russia and China.
Finally, a happy item that made me smile, an item in The Economist magazine about the success of Turkish-made television, novellas, melodramas, the success throughout Latin America. Can you help me understand this, Joseph? Because it seems ecumenical of Latin America, all these different places and locations enjoying the thrills of romance in Turkey.
You know, this is interesting. You know, ironically, my mother is actually a big fan of these Turkish soap operas. They don't just play them in Latin America. They play them on Univision and Telemundo, which are the two big Spanish networks here in the U.S. And what I think it exemplifies is two things. One, you know, there is a lot of commonalities between Middle Eastern culture and Latin America, both in terms of their love of romance and suspense and kind of that thriller, that kind of mysterious, from both regions. But Turkey's a good country to show that, because other parts of the Arab world and even Iran, and the Persian world are too recluse. You know, they have to cover up the women and things like that are very foreign for Latin Americans. The Turkish have that blend of being a Muslim country, but at the same time having Western characteristics that allow it to be attractive for Latin Americans. So their soap operas tend to do very well, and they tend to do very well with kind of I'd say like a older or mid-age to older women who don't like this kind of very loose and very very frivolous culture that they believe some of the soap operas have gone where it's all about drug trafficking and prostitution. They like the old school romance stories, which the Turkish are very good at telling.
Right, and there's always the possibility of a wedding, which makes everybody smile. Joseph Umar is the Executive Director of Secure Free Society. This is the New World Report. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
When it comes to broccoli salad, Ohio, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. Everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows that tangy zip. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip in all your favorite recipes. Find out and get your tang on, Ohio.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No